Good morning. It's 8:16 here on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. This is the Activities Report. I'm Tom Hess, Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor, and I am joined by Alex Kirby, who jumps very high, and Joey Vidad, who runs very fast, and Tyler White, who runs and jumps, not necessarily at the same time, but pretty close in succession. Sitka High track members with me this morning, and they had their one and only home meet this weekend. Joey, fun or awful in all the wind and the rain, your home meet?
Both, just because it was kind of just against us and it was really challenging to actually race. So
how many seconds or how much time do you think you lost on your 100 with the running through a mud puddle?
Probably a full second.
A full second. Yeah. Tyler, fun or awful, the weather this
weekend? Was just cold and miserable.
Alex, you kind of cheated because you competed once inside, but fun or awful?
It was still fun, even though the wind was pretty bad and it was raining sideways.
When you guys are there, so what's the more challenging part? When you're actually doing your event or standing there watching other people do their events as the wind is pushing the rain sideways and you know you've got like another half hour before you can run?
Probably the second one, where you're just waiting because you're kind of just like, oh, I want to go home. When is this going to be done? Let me just run and then go home.
Tyler, how do you warm up for something like that, given that you're standing there and you're just freezing? It's really hard to warm up, and then you've got to sprint 300 meters. And
a lot of stretching and running back and forth and high knees and stuff like that just to loosen your muscles up and try and get warm as quick as you can.
How are the other teams? I mean, I know we're all Southeast teams, so they're all fairly used to it. Who did the most complaining? Who did the least complaining? I mean, the least had to be Ketchikan, since it's like that all the time there. What'd you hear from the other competitors?
I'm sure they were pretty shocked at how the weather was. I didn't really get to talk to them as much, but I'm sure they were just as miserable as everybody else.
Okay, so you guys are a little over halfway into the season, kind of right at that midpoint. And this is a sport where you're building towards the end, so you're kind of... This is about the time of year that you guys are training the hardest and kind of most exhausted. Is that a fair statement, Tyler?
Definitely.
And so give us an idea of, like, where are you at right now in your training? Like, how do you feel, like, day-to-day basis?
At this point, everybody just kind of feels sore and they kind of feel like they're at their limit, but our training will slow down. It's still just as intense, but we won't do quite as much, and we're just trying to finish it out and be as strong as we can for the end of the year.
You guys are all kind of in the fast twitch muscle group. What's the toughest training thing you guys do would be, Joey?
I'm not really sure because Coach Strong has like a whole variety of training for us. So I guess it just depends on the day or how we're feeling.
Alex, what do you guys do that you like the least?
400 repeats.
Which is?
Just running around the track as fast as we can multiple times.
Tyler, do you have a least favorite?
We do a thing called Hill Day, and we just go out and run up a hill, go down, and run back up it.
Yes, your teammates confirmed it with the enthusiastic head nod. This is one of the deeper teams you guys have had on the girls' side in recent memory. You guys have a pretty loaded team this year. Is that right, Alex?
Yeah, we have a lot of new people that came, like me, that's my first year, but also freshmen like Joey and Haley that are really fast and really help our team out.
Joey, you're really fast as a freshman. How much do you hear about being really... I mean, I may have just poisoned the well on that question by... by asking it the way I did, but how much do you hear about being a freshman and already being at the front of the short sprints pack?
Really often. I mean, it's kind of overwhelming sometimes just because, like, you're racing with older people and, like, they're more experienced, but I love it.
So when you're lining up on the blocks next to all these upperclassmen and they know that you're really fast and probably going to beat them, and you know that you're really fast and going to beat them, but you still feel kind of out of place. What's that like?
It's like I just want to, like, curl up. But then, like, once
once the caller says sweats off, like all the adrenaline rushes in. It's just, okay, this is all I need to do. You just run. Don't think about it. You just do it.
Are you talking to them when you're doing this? Or are you someone who talks out your nerves? Or are you just like pretending you're in the middle seat of an airplane? You're just going to like look ahead.
I kind of just like try to focus on myself and like try to like just block out everything else.
And Tyler, you're just a sophomore. And so you're also kind of in the underclassmen winning a lot of races field. Do you feel similarly, or now that you, with 1 year under your belt, are you just kind of you're with them now?
I'm just kind of with the program. At the end of the race, what happens, and I can say I tried my hardest, and so I don't let other people talk and get into my head after a race or anything like that. But it's pretty nice. I like to have a good relationship with all the guys, so before the race, is say good luck to everybody, so a little bit of joking around and stuff like that, so I know the other people like me, and there's no hard feelings.
Alex, as the fuel truck makes a cameo into our radio show, backing up behind the window. So this is your first year out. What made you compete this year as opposed to previous years?
I've always wanted to do it because it looked like so much fun and such a good team environment, and it also really helps me keep in shape. So that's why I decided to do it this year, but I really wish I would have done it previous years. It's really fun, and it's a good time.
Tyler, do you guys have friendly feuds with the other segments of the track team, like the distance runners or the throwers, in terms of who trains the hardest and who's better in their fields?
Not really. We just kind of joke around with each other and give each other a hard time. But it's just to make them better. I mean, we joke around with each other, and I wouldn't say mean, but sometimes they get that vibe. But it's just to make them better.
Give me an idea how you rib like the distance runners. Like, how do you tease? Because the distance runners are loaded. They've got to be hard to tease.
Oh yeah, they can definitely run a lot further than us. That's their specialty. But a lot of times we'll challenge them to like races and stuff like that, just because we know that we could probably beat them in an all-out sprint, short distance of course, but. We just tease them with little stuff like that.
So you just stack the deck in your favor.
Yes.
Okay, good. Excellent work by you guys. Joey, how have you found it? And given that you're kind of competing at that level, kind of dovetailing off what Tyler said, the interplay between the various segments of the track too.
Well, it's kind of funny because like some of our sprinters train with long distance on certain days, so we kind of just tease them about it and like, oh, you have to do more work than us. But then like we end up doing as much. Just because long distance, I feel like they have a lot more endurance than sprinters. So it's kind of just, yeah.
And then you guys head to Juneau this weekend, is that right?
Yes.
And have you checked the weather forecast to see if you're going to get a similar weekend to what you got this last weekend?
Mr. Strong said that it was going to be rainy again.
So you guys are just getting ready for more wind and more rain.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you guys are creeping up closer to regions and to the end of the season. Have you guys started thinking much about the end of the year?
Regions is always on your mind from day one of the season. It's something that you're definitely striving to be the best for.
You guys see a lot of the rest of the conference, so I'm sure you guys know where you stand in relation to the conference. Mm-hmm. Alex, have you looked more at the rest of the state and where you guys stand across Alaska?
I haven't really done that, but I'm sure Mr. Strong has, and he's definitely, like, preparing us for for regions and maybe going on to state.
Joey, yes or no, you know where your best time ranks in the state?
Yeah, actually, there's this site called athletic.net, and I'm like, constantly on it, and I have the page saved, and it shows the rankings in the state and actually in the nation of where you are.
And where are you at?
I think I'm third in the region, and then I'm not sure where I am in the state, but
Tyler, are you keeping tabs?
Sorta. I saw the page briefly, and I'm pretty sure I was ranked number 7 in the state for 300 hurdles right now.
And we should probably give the audience some context. You won this last weekend, you won the 300 hurdles. Joey, you won in the 100 and the 200. Alex won in the high jump, and you're all near the top in a lot of other events, as you have been all year. Closing out this segment, what's your guys' hope for the end of the season, Tyler?
Right now, I'm just hoping I can make it to state and show everybody else what I can do.
Joey?
Same thing as Tyler. Yeah.
Excellent. Way to mind the clock, Alex. Thank you for that. And thank you guys for coming in this morning. That will do it for us here this morning.